This is TWiT.
Because we talked about how object-oriented programming allows us to sort of separate out tasks, right?
Right.
Well, if I look at it as MVVM, model, view, view, model, it means I can have one team. I said, your job is the model. You're the back end. All you do is you deal with databases, you deal with retrieving data and making sure that we have it available.
Right. So I don't have to make it look pretty. I just have to find the information.
Right. And then you put the designers on the view module. And you say, okay, you are my designers. You're going to receive this kind of data. You need to make it look pretty.
Right.
Okay. Then I have a third team, and they get that last class. And the last class is the view model.
Ah.
It's the interface between the two. And it's to say, your team is going to decide what data gets pulled up from the model and pushed to the view.
Interesting.
And what data gets pulled from the view and pushed to the model.
They're like the middleman.
They're the middleman. Yeah, they really are the interface.
That's cool.
Now, something else that MVVM is really big on, go ahead and bring back that picture, Brian, is you want there to be some sort of data binding between the view and the view model because you want it to be interactive.
Well, it wouldn't work if you...
Brian, go in, there you go. So, yeah.
See, it wouldn't work if you didn't have that binding between them, right?
Well, it would still work, but there's what we call passive binding in a lot of, especially structured programming, where, like, what we used to do in C#, where there is a static menu. That menu will never change, right? Well, if I've got my data binded, I can actually make my window change based on the data that's coming into my model. For example, go ahead, and if we go back to this, this is my application. This part, this user interface, is not static. It's active.
Right. I mean,
it will always be changing based on the data that's coming into the model in the back.
Makes sense.
Okay, does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I haven't lost anyone yet, have I?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. All right, come back to us, Brian.
I will let you know.
You will let me know. All right, so the reason why we want that, the reason why we want to explain that is because when we're designing an application, we want to have that in the back of our mind all the time.
Okay.
What part of the program am I writing that's actually fetching the data that I want? Especially since the app is probably going to be a web-based app. It's probably going to pull something from a remote server. That model needs to be very good at what it does, getting data.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My view has to be very good at what it does, which is creating a presentation.
Right.
The view model is the smarts of the app. It's deciding what goes where.
Mm-hmm.
If I break it down that way, it means that I can change any of those components without having to rewrite the entire program.
It also helps you understand if something broke, where that break happened.
Right. Like, for example,
if the presentation was ugly, you know exactly
model.
Where to go.
Yeah, exactly. If the presentation was ugly, but the data was getting there, it means that the model and the view model are fine.
Yeah.
It's the view that's messed up.
Yeah.
If the UI looks fine and it looks as if the data is getting into the database, but it's not getting to the right place, it's the view model module.
Interesting.
Or if there's no data coming in whatsoever, it's the model that's not getting it correctly.
Wow, that's such an interesting way to look at it.
And this
it totally makes sense.
Exactly. And this is the power of object-oriented programming. This is why we separate things out, because especially as the application gets more and more complicated, you need that separation, or you're going to end up pouring over thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of lines of code trying to figure out where you made your mistake.
CodeMonkey23 in the chat said, it actually makes life a lot easier when you use these kind of patterns. Every app is structured the same way, so it's easy to decipher without reading every single line.
Exactly.
That's great.
Because it means that if I'm writing the view module, I don't have to care how I got the data. All I need to know is
you don't need to worry about that part.
Yeah, it gave me three parameters. It said, here's the data, here's the actions you can take, and this is what can happen after.
Right.
That's the only thing I can program.
Makes sense.
Right. And so I don't, right?
I got this.
You got this.
Yeah,
okay.
I totally got this.